At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat. And boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you.
Sports Grid Radio,
Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Thursday night. On the grid, 844-843-6879 is the number. Great to have everybody with us here. Solo mission tonight. Carver sans Lisi, as Joe is out on assignment here tonight. So we will get Joe back in the mix tomorrow. So you've got myself, of course, Hit Burbell getting involved. He's like, I'm on the Australian Open. I go, the hell, I thought the Australian Open didn't start yet. He goes, no, these are the qualifiers. That's how big this is. We're rolling in the qualifiers.
Australian Open. Let's go. We're jumping all over Australia right now, Carver. I am rolling. I'm hot right now. I'm hot. I'm feeling it, baby. Let's go.
You've got the qualifiers for the Australian Open cooking. Meanwhile, I've got the Sony Open in Hawaii with a little primetime action going here as we just watched Akshay Bhatia put one right on the stick. What a shot there. He got off to a very slow start here as Taylor Montgomery with a 6-under 64 is the leader in the clubhouse right now. Tagala's had a bit of a rough start here too as well. We have a lot to do tonight, of course. There is a bunch of NBA games. Actually, only four tonight, but some heavies, including the Bucks taking it to the Celtics right now, 41-23 at the end of the first quarter. And we welcome in all of our radio affiliates, Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159, Mike Carver, sans Lisi, Joe out on assignment. He'll be back tomorrow. Tomorrow with Joe back, we'll do, of course, huge super wild card weekend preview. We will go through all the games. We've got the picks. We've got everything lined up for you on a Friday heading into a very big weekend. But you got me tonight for the solo mission. You got Hit Burbell hanging as well. We've got Coach in the first hour here. We'll do some hoops with him. We got my man J.J. John-Jastrzemski in the second hour. We'll get his thoughts on some of these NFL games, including his Dolphins, who are going out to very, very frigid Kansas City for Saturday night. It should be very, very interesting. See if they can move the football in what they're saying is going to be one of the coldest games in NFL playoff history right now. And you got weather in Buffalo, too, which we'll discuss a little bit here tonight. Actually, all three of the outdoor games have weather. They all have weather issues that are looking. Even the Monday night Tampa Eagle game with a lot of rain and a lot of wind. So three dome games and three outdoor games, and the outdoor ones are going to have lots happening in them. The Bucks lead the Celtics 41-23. That is at the end of the first quarter in Milwaukee. as this is a tough spot for the Celtics, of course, a back-to-back for them. They played last night at home against the Timberwolves, had an overtime game and a victory, but now they had to hit the streets here for the second night in the back-to-back. Tatum with 4 in the first, Lillard with 10, Giannis with 9. So that's where you get the 18-point lead for the Bucks. We'll see if the Celtics can tear into that a little bit here as they are about to start the second quarter. The second half of the TV doubleheader is the Suns and the Lakers. That's later tonight. Now that's Suns minus 1. Why'd that move a little bit there? The Lakers were favored earlier today. Did we get got no LeBron tonight? What's the deal? Well, I'll get you the full injury report here coming up. They probably haven't done the inactives yet. We're still 2 hours out from tip. I know he was questionable this afternoon. We were doing coast to coast. We'll see if that's moved anything. The Knicks are in Dallas in about a half an hour. They're 5-point road favorites, and the Thunder tip off in about 5 minutes at home against Portland. Of course, the Thunder won in Miami last night. That's another kind of screw job scheduling by the NBA. Thunder were on a long East Coast trip, had a couple stops, including last night in Miami, and then they make them back-to-back at home here. At least it's the Trailblazers who suck, so at least they have that going for them, and that's a big 13.5 number that they're going to be playing with that tonight. Hockey! There's tons of hockey tonight, including the Canucks, who are up 3-1 on the Penguins. This was the second Canuck game in a row where you're saying, why the hell are they dogs? You know, they were dogs on the horse at the horse track the other night against the Islanders. Sure enough, they beat them up. And now tonight they were dogs in Pittsburgh at the PPG against the Penguins, and they're up 3-1 in the second. So I think that's first intermission, or they're starting the second. They just started the second, wherever that's at. But 3-1 Canucks. Get the Penguins now at plus 320 on the money line. That totals up to 8.5. Sabres lead the Senators 3-1 in Buffalo in the second. Hurricanes lead the Ducks 3-1. That's in the second. So 3-1, 3-1, 3-1 there in those first three games. The Sharks have a 2-1 lead over Montreal early in the second. Scoreless in Detroit. Oilers and Wings. 4.5 the live total here. See if that's still scoreless in a couple of minutes. Maybe we'll think about diving in on the over in that one. Kraken have scored a couple already in Washington against the Caps. They're up 2-0. The Leafs lead the Islanders 2-1 very early in the second period at the horse track. Kings are up 1-0 in Florida against the Panthers. Lightning 2-1 over the Devils. Tons of hockey tonight. They have just started in Winnipeg, where the Jets have been red hot, and they have the Blackhawks in town tonight. Blackhawks, bad as it is, and they're not going to have Bedard, of course, for the next 6 to 8 weeks after getting the surgery for the broken jaw. As Cooch sinks a long putt. Matt Kuchar out at the Sony Open in Hawaii, in Honolulu, here. That is in primetime action as well, thanks to the time difference. So we have a couple of pretty good groups out on the course right now. I just saw Eric Cole, who I think everybody who I do the golf picks with this week had a little piece of Eric Cole, whether it was, every Wednesday on Coast to Coast we have Cam. We now have Keith Stewart every week. We were all in on Eric Cole, and I think he's 1 under through 8 so far. So we have a bunch of guys. We have Ben Ann. We have Brendan Todd at 4 under in the mix. So we have a couple guys cooking out in Honolulu. Next week they get back stateside. They're at the Amex, which is actually shaping up to be a pretty good field, too. So we have all that live action. We have college hoops, too. Let's not forget about that. Last night, you talk about taking it on the chin. We certainly did live. Jumped on Kansas. That ended up being no good. They lost at USC. We jumped live on Tennessee. No good. They teased, got it close, but Mississippi State ended up winning that one. Late night. These teams are just falling. Upsets this week. Almost the entire top 10 is lost this week. UConn did not. They won last night, and North Carolina won last night. But everybody else has been falling here. Kansas, Purdue, Houston, Tennessee, Oklahoma last night to TCU. That was a system play. And TCU ended up winning the game and covering. Michigan up a 12 on Maryland right now at the half. Florida Atlantic up 3 at Tulane early in the second half. James Madison up 18 at home against South Alabama. So we've got all that happening. We've got plenty of NFL, and we have first time we're together since Bill Belichick made it official, done in New England. So we have that too. Carver and Lisi on a Thursday night solo mission. Carver sans Joe. We're back. 844-843-6879 right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us on a Thursday night here on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Plenty going on. Love that tune. Little Bruce with the Lucky down here. And now they're showing the radar out in Honolulu, and it looks like they're going to have some wet weather heading in. How often does it rain there, Matias, out there in Hawaii? Like, what's the average? Is it like, well, you know the deal out there. How often does it rain?
Twice a week, at least. Twice a week.
Okay, so it's the rain. Like, I know zero about always... Hawaii. I've never been there. I know nothing about it. Like, what's the average rain? Like, twice a week, you're saying?
Yeah, twice a week, but only for spurts. You know, we're not talking like if it rains on the East Coast, you know, and if it rains on the West Coast, it's raining for, you know, pretty much the whole entire day. Almost, you know, we know it's going to be a rain day type of thing. And Hawaii and Honolulu, no, it's not like that. If it's raining outside, it'll still be sunny outside. We'll see the rainbow, and then it'll stop raining in 15 minutes, and it'll be sunny, and then it'll start raining again in like an hour again for a couple minutes, and then it'll stop. But sometimes, yeah, you know, if a storm comes in, it will rain, you know, for the whole entire day, and we could have a big storm. But normally talking week by week, it's a couple times a week, or like maybe once a week.
The sun's out right now, and I'm watching it. But the wind is whipping, man. I mean, it is windy out there right now. They just showed Willie Z, who's back this week. He ain't playing very well, by the way. But, you know, I can see the shadows. They got a little sun. I mean, what is it there now, Matias? It's 8 o'clock east. What is it, 5? What's the difference in time there, Matias? 5 hours?
Right now, it is 2 o'clock. It is 2 o'clock.
So 6 hours from the East Coast. Wow, 6 hour difference for those. So, no, it's... It definitely looks like the radar showed like there was obviously some rain coming in, but you're right. It was almost like scattered little patches that were going to come through, and it shouldn't be a problem. Our boy Eric Cole here with a chance for a birdie on 10 to get to -3. This would be very nice if he could hit it, but he pushed it right. Got to be better here. Come on, Eric. We're trying to win a golf tournament. I mean, honestly, be a little bit better. Let's go here, Cole. Trying to get you in the mix. Eric Cole is our guy this weekend. Everybody is riding that train. All right, so we gave you there's a lot of college basketball tonight. There even is a few games late night, which are a lot of fun, too. Let me get my late night schedule here. UCLA is at Utah in about 45 minutes. Michigan State is at Illinois. Illinois only 2.5-point favorite there. You also have Gonzaga Lane, 7.5 on the road at Santa Clara to the Broncos. The Dons are in San Diego tonight against Lavin. Bakersfield and Santa Barbara in the Big West. Pacific and Pepperdine. This is all in Matias' neck of the woods. A couple of these. Cal Poly and UC Riverside. Portland and St. Mary's. Stanford and Oregon State. An 11 East tip out in Corvallis. Same with Arizona State and Washington. So there's clearly so. Ooh, we got a Hawaii
like
game late night
too. I like Santa Barbara today, Carver. I like Santa Barbara today over Bakersfield. Yeah, I think Santa Barbara's cooks over there.
The Gauchos, huh? -8.5 against Bakersfield, and Hawaii does have a midnight East tip at home tonight as well.
That's against Irvine, right? When Hawaii plays the Anteaters at home, it's a big game, and Coach Russell knows how to get his guys ready to go, you know, in Honolulu usually. They don't go out and party, and they don't go to Mai Tais in the middle of the night. No. They're in bed, and they're ready to go. And you got to understand, when teams go out there to play Hawaii, they get to play in an actual stadium, you know, at the Stan Sheriff Center over there. It's a real arena. In comparison to some of these schools like Riverside, they're playing in, like, a high school gym. So when they come out to the islands, you know, it's a big time feel for some of these kids, and they enjoy the moment, if you know what I mean.
Wow, how about that? Getting involved is what you're saying. They enjoy the moment when they head out there to play them. The Bucks are destroying the Celtics here now. This game is 56-27. I mean, they got a 30-point lead. See, here's the bad part for this, because, you know, this is where the NBA gets themselves in trouble. You got a big marquee game like this, right? It's your Thursday night. It's your doubleheader. two of your two best teams in the Eastern Conference. But you had Boston play last night. You know, you want these games that are going to be on TV, both teams on the equal playing field. Well, why haven't played it back-to-back? Because now Boston's getting smoked. And you know what's going to happen in this game now? Tatum, Holiday, Jaylen Brown, all these guys that played big minutes last night trying to get that overtime win, none of them are going to play in the second half. None of them. And sure enough, like, this is – like, what was a FanDuel boost tonight? I think it was Giannis, Lillard, and Tatum to all score 25-plus. It was a pretty good price, too. It was, like, +320. That's got no shot now. Tatum's got 4 points. There's 7 minutes left in the first half, and they're losing by 30. How many minutes do you think Tatum's – we played a clip of him today on Coast to Coast, basically. I'm not going to say bellyaching because he actually had a point. He's like – I mean, this is a brutal schedule we've been playing. Like, the road has just been misery. And people keep, you know, eventually the schedule they say is going to be easy. When's that going to start? This was a tough back-to-back for the Celtics. But if you want to make this a showcase TV game, I mean, don't have the Celtics play the Timberwolves last night. Give both teams the night before off. Same thing. You have these, whoever's playing in these huge Thursday doubleheaders on TNT, make it so that, you know, you at least have a chance that that everybody's going to make it through the game. This game's going to be useless here tonight. Oklahoma City's already up 11 on Portland, as they're only 5 minutes into the game. Portland stinks. They are embarrassing. The bad news for Dallas is there's no Luka tonight, as they have the Knicks coming into town. That's why the Knicks are 5-point favorites in this one. And the Suns and the Lakers, I did say that I was going to effort if we had any update on LeBron, who was questionable. Let's see if we've got anything for him. Probably not much. I'm sure they haven't updated anything since they played. Let's see here. I always go to the Underdog NBA site. That usually has the best up-to-the-minute thing. Still listed as questionable, but it's still close to game time. So he's probably going to play. TV game, LeBron shows up. LeBron is questionable every day on the injury report. Every day on the Laker injury report, LeBron's questionable. So we'll get into that as well. As far as the hockey, still 3-1, 3-2 now. Penguins have scored. 3-2, about halfway through the second period. 4-1, Sabres lead the Senators. So they have extended. Sharks now lead Montreal 2-1. What do you got in the hockey tonight, Matias? You got anything in hockey? 3-2. It's getting wild at the horse track right now between the Leafs and the Islanders. 3-2 now.
I don't have any action in the hockey right now, Carver. I almost listened to Gabe, and I made a promo out of it today. Gabe backing the Canucks against the Pittsburgh Penguins. You know, the Vancouver Canucks are a mini Pittsburgh Penguin type of thing. So, you know, I almost played that, and I'm glad I didn't, because what you just told me, you know, put some smoke in the air.
Yeah. They're playing well. Still scoreless, by the way, Edmonton and Detroit. How about this, Matias? 7 minutes left in the second period. No, nothing on the board. And they just flashed up and they just locked it, which means probably somebody was going to score because I was about to run and play it. The over 3.5 at even money with 27 minutes left in that game. That felt right. Let's see if they pop that back up for us. They probably won't. We got Coach coming up next with the hoops. Later this hour, we'll talk about Belichick. Finished in New England. Finished! Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah! And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on a Thursday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Mike Carver with you. Sans Lisi out on assignment tonight. He will be back tomorrow. We have a few NBA games going on. I'm watching the golf, too. Everything's happening. Why don't we bring in our man, of course, Coach James Young, who stops by every week here on Carver and Lisi to say hi. Hi, Coach. How are you?
Mr. Carver, listen, I told you, anytime Joe Lisi's not on, I'm coming on air.
So I know. This is 2 weeks in a row.
How you doing, brother?
This is 2 weeks in a row. Joe was out, and I was able to slide you in when Joe's not here. So, you know, that's all right. It's like because he's been stiffing you with the night out over there in Jersey. You guys are supposed to go out. You know, that hasn't been that hasn't happened yet. So it's probably best that we just keep you guys where you are right now. So that's all good. Coach, let me start here because I was just complaining about this, and I like to do that sometimes. That's just me. You know, I find things and I want to complain about them. Usually they're tied into bets, Coach, but and this kind of is. So we'll tie this in. If the NBA wants to have these massive TV doubleheaders, right, Coach? You want to take the best teams in the league, and you want to put them on TV, and you want to showcase these games. Boston playing Milwaukee is a big game. They play a couple times during the year. They're the two best teams going in the Eastern Conference. You know, everybody wants to see them play in the playoffs. This is huge stuff. If you're going to make this a huge TV game, can we not have the Celtics play the night before at home and basically burn themselves out playing the Timberwolves in an overtime game and then have to fly to Milwaukee, get absolutely their doors blown off? They're down 40, Coach, with 2 minutes to go in the first half. And you know what that means, Coach? That means that all these people who waited to watch this game now aren't going to watch it anymore because it's a blowout, and all the guys that you do want to watch aren't going to play in the second half because this game is over. How stupid by the NBA. I mean, and I get it, Coach. It's hard. You want to fit all these games in. There's 82 games. If you're going to have a huge TV doubleheader, give all the teams off the night before so at least we have a chance maybe that we could see the stars for the entire game.
What you said, Mike Carver, I completely agree with 100%. But, Mike, I'll say this. If you're going to do a doubleheader, Mike, how about just don't let the team travel? Have Milwaukee go to Boston, you know, where Boston can. And it's funny because I was on with Joe Renier earlier on in Game Time Decisions, and the crazy thing I saw was, you know, people have to think about this. Boston has to work themselves to the bone over time. Game ends up what time? 11 o'clock. You still got to eat post-game meal, shower, news conferences, fly, drive to the airport, take the charter to Milwaukee, and then turn around and get to bed. Mike, what time to get to bed? 3 o'clock? 3:30?
Yeah,
Right, and then you do Joe Mazzulla. There's no shoot-around. These guys are in a hotel, and they're just trying to find their legs. So it's smart for Milwaukee to jump them, but I don't want people to take tonight's game and say, like, oh, like the Bucks are here. The Bucks are back. The Bucks still can't start. Listen, me, you, Pharrell, and Mafia, and, you know, you name the fifth. Joe Lisi at the point. We could score at least 50 points on the Bucks. So, to me, I don't want people to say this is like, oh, this team is, you know, blah, 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 blah. This is the champion team. They still can't stop anybody. So, please, don't put too much stock, folks, in tonight's game.
Yeah, don't put too much stock into it, especially because it's over now. I mean, of course, part of the reason why I'm complaining, Coach, let's get to the real root of the matter here, is because what was the FanDuel boost tonight, Coach? I know you know what it was. Mm-hmm. It was Tatum, Giannis, and Lillard to all score 25 plus, right? It was like plus 315 or plus 325, something like that. And you know damn well that Tatum ain't gonna play in the second half now. Off of back, you know Tatum ain't seeing the floor. He ain't getting 25 points. So you can flush that one down the toilet, Coach. That one's over. Yeah. Get rid of that one.
Flush it down the toilet. Exactly. I mean, he's got six points in the first half, Carver. He may not play more than 5 or 6 minutes in the second half. So, and that's the thing we have to think about those odds boosts is. Is there's always going to be someone that's going to disappoint you. Do I think Milwaukee have the advantage? Yes. Do I think they'd be up by 40? No. But
you're
right. The NBA has to do a better job of doing this. And if honestly, Carver, if I'm the national audience, you know, if I'm TNT, I'm pissed. I'm pissed that I got this game. Not that I got the game, but I got Boston on a back-to-back that has a fly to Milwaukee. That's a major problem.
It's just stupid, and they need to just do a better job because, like I said, if you're going to do this, it's like they're, you know, they have some lamppost days where they play. They always play this doubleheader Thursday night on TNT. You know, we're going to get into that time of the year with the NFL over where ABC is going to always have that Saturday night, 8:30 East. game, which they bill as kind of like their game of the week. You know, even ESPN still has Wednesdays or Fridays, whatever night they have doubleheaders. Like, and I know it's hard, Coach. I'm asking for a lot logistically, but it's just to help your product and to make sure that you're so concerned about stars playing in these games and stars not playing for load management and things like that. Well, now this is the other side of it, and they do hit the half now. 75-38 is the score at halftime. I mean, that's a tough scene right there. Coach, we got two other games that haven't tipped yet, and one more. Since like you said, I'm a scheduling. You know, I get all involved in this stuff, and I get mad about how the NBA does. Oklahoma City just played a long road trip on the East Coast. They stopped at like four different places, including Miami last night, where they won, and then they got to play a back to back at home tonight against Portland. Now, thank God they're playing Portland. They're probably going to smoke them, but that's another awful scheduling job by the NBA coach. There you go. I threw my two cents in. The Knicks are in Dallas in about 10 minutes. No Luka for the Mavericks tonight. Knicks minus 5, 234.5 the total, Coach. Knicks have been playing some pretty good basketball, and I expect them to continue that tonight.
Well, first off, tonight with Oklahoma City at Portland, you know, I like the team total over for Oklahoma City because Portland is a hot mess. I saw what the Knicks did to them a couple of nights ago in MSG, and you know, they got 32 points with about 2 minutes left to go in the first quarter. So they're steamrolling their way to a nice 135-140 point game. But in regards to the Knicks are in a spot here with no Luka tonight. And let's be honest, Trevor, as much as we want to talk about the play of Julius Randle and Jalen Brunson, I think the more impressive play has been their defense. Their defense, which was leaking after losing Mitchell Robinson, now brings in one of the premier 3-and-D guys in OG Anunoby. By the way, folks, I did like OG Anunoby over 13.5 points. Remember, folks, he had 16 in the first quarter versus Portland. He's starting to get settled in. He's going to be a big-time adjustment for him. But here's the thing. I was looking at the schedule, Carver High, and it's crazy because I saw it on social media. The Knicks are right now favored to be the favorite in 18 straight games. Their schedule is incredibly easy. Remember, they had that tough part of that schedule. I think the only one I thought I was questioning was Denver, but it's in MSG, hence why right now. So the Knicks can start to get themselves fat here, and with a win, I think we'll be, I believe, one game behind Philadelphia, game and a half, with an easy schedule. You need to start looking at the Knicks team total over. 50 wins is not out of the equation.
Not out of the equation at all, Coach. I played him for 45-plus, and we're looking very good there in the preseason to hopefully get to that. Suns are in L.A., the second game of the TV doubleheader. At least they didn't make either of these teams play last night before they put them on TV. Suns minus one now, 238.5, and it actually looks like, Coach, we're going to get everybody tonight. I know LeBron was questionable, but, I mean, Coach, we know this. LeBron's questionable every game.
So everybody else on those two rosters. I'll tell you right now, folks, they're all playing. We all should go get Powerball tickets because we have a chance of winning because this will be the first time that all these guys showed up to play. Listen, the Lakers are a hot mess. Darvin Ham, the fight with his team. Agents are complaining about his usage. LeBron says we suck. But it's not like Phoenix is much better. But I just want to take Phoenix on the money line tonight. I think we get the job done. I like Bradley Beal to go over 17.5 points. When you look at that Lakers team, you have no real stoppers on the perimeter. That's going to lock someone up. So I think Beal gets loose. So I think it's 20-plus.
20-plus for him tonight. I like hearing that, Coach. There you go. Getting him involved. It's a bad week, by the way. I only got like a minute left, but man, Coach, it's a bad week to be a top 10 team in college hoops. I mean, everybody went down this week, Coach. Everybody falling down this week on the big board, except for UConn and North Carolina. They were the only ones who won this week.
Well, you know what the thing was? Is everybody was on the road. So a key one will be tonight what happens with Illinois and Michigan State. But I like Illinois on the money line tonight.
Yeah, Illinois tonight. That game's going to tip in about 25 minutes as well. Coach, tremendous job. As always, let's go get it done, baby. We got a couple games to go here. We got the Knick game. We got the Sun-Laker game. We're going to make it happen. Coach, we'll talk to you soon. Coach James Young, Aaron Carver, and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Good to have you with us on a Thursday night here on the grid. Carver, sans Lisi, Joe out on assignment. He'll be back tomorrow. We'll do the full Football Friday picks, breakdowns, all six games, all the trimmings. And I guess me and Joe start fresh, 0-0 for the playoffs. We'll pick every game. And Joe's not here, and I would say it even if he was. Joe needs to find himself a win here in the NFL playoff picks. I mean, I'm not speaking out of turn here, right, Matias? I mean, he needs to find himself a win, one way or the other, in the picks. I mean, he's just gotta. I mean, I got him.
You're right.
Housed him NFL regular season. Came flying back to beat him in the bowls, and we tied the regular season in college. So he's got to get a little skin off me here in the NFL playoffs.
You called him out when you came back from break. What did he say? It's like you used to be the encyclopedia.
Yeah, came back after the bowl games. Yeah, that was I got him because he was peacocking big time after that start he had in the bowls. He was peacocking. And then I had the 19-2 run to take him down there at the end. Willie Z for par here out in Honolulu. This is his first really big tournament back since the back surgery last year. And, oh, he missed this one, too. Willie Z is not going to make the cut this weekend because he's already going to be, I think this is going to put him at +5 if he needed that for par. Yeah, this is a tough start for Willie Z. 5 over through 12. But it's good to have him back out there. And look, he was 75-1 to win this tournament. And I said I would take a small flyer on him just in case, you know, who knows how much he's been playing, how much he's working his game. It's a lot different when you get out there for real. And Willie Z's finding that out right now. So this will be a little miscut for him. I'm pretty sure he's playing next week at the Amex too in La Quinta. Which is a very tough tournament to cap next week because that's the tournament where they play three different courses, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So we actually get three sets of first-round leaders on Thursday next week, which is always fun. But Taylor Montgomery is in the lead here in Honolulu. He's 6-under in the clubhouse. We've got a bunch of guys at 5. We have a few guys that we picked that are in the mix as well, which is always nice to see. As far as the college basketball, Maryland has stormed back here, and they now lead Michigan 52-50. They were catching 7.5 at halftime in this game. Michigan was up, I think, 12, and now they have the lead. So nice job by the Terps. Florida Atlantic is getting all they can handle from Tulane. 77-72 is where that game is at with just under 5 minutes to go in the second half. So the Owls getting a struggle in that one. Hofstra stormed back against Northeastern, too, in the CAA. What else do we have here? Any other good one? The rest of the good stuff is all starting in a little bit. At the top of the hour, as Coach was mentioning, with Illinois and Michigan State and UCLA, Utah. And the ones that me and Matias were mentioning earlier. We gave you the update at half, 75-38. The Bucks lead the Celtics. You can get the Celtics live at halftime catching 29.5. 29.5. So that might be one way to keep you interested in the second half of that game, if you want to go out and grab there. And the Thunder, they're 9 minutes to go in the first half, and they're up 45-28 on Portland. So nice effort by Portland here on the road at the Chesapeake. I mean, the one spot, you think one night where you can maybe catch Oklahoma City, long East Coast trip, played in Miami last night. They're probably like, we're finally home and we got to go right back out and play. Yeah, that's the one thing about being a young team, right? See, Oklahoma City doesn't have the issues that a lot of these other big-time teams in the NBA have. You know, you look around the NBA, these star-laden teams, what do they have? They got guys who could potentially break down, guys that need rest. whether that's the Celtics, whether that's the Bucks, whether that's the Lakers, whether that's the Suns, whether that's the Nuggets even with Murray and you know, Joker, you can run out of gas. Luka runs out of gas all the time. These guys on the Thunder, they're all young. They don't miss time, and it's just go, 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 go. SGA, Holmgren, Williams, Dort, all these guys. Thunder don't care, and they're going to be scary. Scary when we get into the playoffs. What do they give me for the Thunder right now for the West? Let's have a little fun here. No Joe tonight. Let's get a little fun. What do they got for the Thunder in the West? Plus 800. Let's go. Let's get involved. What do they got for the regular season? They're updated. Yeah, they're playing right now, so they don't have the updated regular season wins. I want to buy a lot of Thunder stock here tonight. I can't play the MVP in New York, but he's now SGA is now second at plus 270. I'm going to buy a lot of Thunder stock. Thunder going to make some noise. We have ourselves a game at the horse track. The Islanders got, I believe, a power play goal from Noah Dobson. As I saw our man Big Walt Diesel, who on Twitter let me know that I guess he had like every Islander guy for power play points tonight. Bo Horvat plus 310, Dobson plus 260, and I saw Dobson scored, so nice job there. Yeah, he's eating fat. Walt's eating fat tonight in this one. 3-3, they're going to the third at the horse track between the Islanders and the Leafs. The Red Wings and the Oilers are scoreless after two. Think about that. You got an Oiler game here, scoreless after two, and the Red Wings, who could pop a couple in as well. Over 2.5 is minus 170 heading into the third period. That seems like something we want to play, but we got to put it with something. I don't want to play minus 170. Who's playing late night? We got any late? Oh, Bruins and Knights tonight. Who are you liking the Bruins and the Knights, Matthias? Who are you on in that game? Knights have been playing awful.
The Bruins have let me down the past couple games, Carver, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, they lost Arizona and Colorado. You're right about that.
But Vegas just lost last night on the road. I thought they got smoked, by the way, against Colorado last night.
They were awful.
They did not bring their game. Goalless, by the way. 3-0 Avs last night against Vegas. They were completely dominated. You know, but you know what I kind of like? I like Illinois over Michigan State today. -3.5 in Champaign, baby. Let's go.
It's down to 2.5 now.
That even better. I think Illinois plays great tonight.
I kind of like Arizona at home here against Calgary. Arizona dogs at home against the Flames. Arizona's been good in that college rink.
Hey, you know what? That is a nice play right there. And Coyotes, the Phoenix, they just beat the Bruins as well.
They've beaten a lot of teams at home. I think people don't, you know, you look at where Arizona is right now in the conference. Let me pop this up for you real fast. Arizona's just on the outside looking in, but they're only 1 point back of a playoff spot. And at home, they're 13-8 at home this year at the Mullet. Calgary sucks, too. I mean, Calgary's not good at all. They're 8-11-4 on the road. Let's take Arizona here. This, you know what? We're in, baby. And you know what? We're not even going to... You know how we get crazy around here, Matthias? Let's parlay this with this. Let's do that with that. We're not doing that here. We're just taking Arizona. Arizona at home against Calgary. Let's go. I'm not going to sneak in that over on the Edmonton-Detroit game. I'm going to get the Coyotes in the mix. Everybody doubts this Coyote team. Not me, Matthias. I believe her. I'm a believer in them. So there's plenty of pucks there. They're at the end of the second.
The Coyotes, I feel like they play an exciting brand of hockey right now, man. They score goals. They take chances. You know, it's exciting right now. And remember all the heat they got when they were going into the small college arena from a big arena to a small arena? What a joke that was.
Honestly, well, it is embarrassing.
I think it's benefit them.
It probably does benefit them because the other team doesn't want to be there. But it is embarrassing that they're playing there. But on the other hand, they have created a little bit of an atmosphere there. With the small crowd that they have, they've been a very good home team this year. We're going to back them tonight. That game starts in about 15 minutes out in the desert against Calgary, who's an awful road team. So there you go, a straight NHL play for us as we get locked into the second hour. Second hour, we'll do several things. We'll do a lot of NFL in the second hour. We'll talk about Belichick. stepping down. I wouldn't call it stepping down. The mutually agreed to part ways with Robert Kraft. We will lead the second hour with that. We will talk about the games this weekend. My man JJ, John Jastrzemski from The Ringer, will be with me as well, and we'll get some of his thoughts. He's a Dolphin fan. Me and him are good buds. He's a Dolphin fan. I'm a Bills fan, so we go back and forth all the time. And he's very nervous, as he should be, about his team heading into sub-zero temperatures in Kansas City on Saturday night. The weather is such a problem, and we'll discuss it more. I'll give you the latest report. You know, you're still a few days out. We're getting close enough to Saturday night now in Kansas City where, I mean, that's not changing. It's been all week. You know what the deal is. It's going to be under zero. The wind chill is going to make it feel like minus 20, minus 25. It's going to be brutal. I'm still holding out hope that this early weather report in Buffalo is going to change, because I'm not going to lie to you, I'm nervous about it. I think if there's one thing that will neutralize this game, and I think that on a regular day, the Bills, I think the line would be right. I think the Bills should be 10-point favorites over the Steelers, especially with no Watt. But when you get weather like they're talking about in Orchard Park on Sunday, that is the type of weather that will absolutely neutralize a really good team and a 7-seed type of team. And I think both teams can run the football, but there ain't gonna be much passing. There ain't gonna be a lot of possessions, and it's gonna be a really tough scene if you get that lake effect snow coming off. So I'm nervous. I am, because I think that's the one thing that could keep the Bill, you know, can make the Bills lose. I think if you don't have any weather, I think the Bills beat the Steelers. I'm not concerned about it. Especially Mason Rudolph and no TJ Watt. Those things don't have as much significance when there's a blizzard out there. You know, and the advantage of Josh Allen doesn't have as much significance when there's a blizzard out there. And I know that total keeps dropping like a rock. And I mean, I'd probably make it lower by Saturday. Once they start showing those pictures of what that place looks like on Sunday morning, that thing's going to get well below 35. It's going to get low. I mean, and Warren Sharp told Scotty on Thursday, you know, yeah, we got it 41, and it was low 40s on Sunday night and Monday morning when it came out. 35 and a half now. I still think it's a get it now at 35 and a half. Because if it's what they say it's going to be, there ain't going to be many points in that game. It's going to be real tough. They've started the second half in Milwaukee. It's only gotten worse for the Celtics. It's 83-42. I'm sure that Missoula will probably be pulling everybody as we speak. A lot of garbage time in Milwaukee tonight for the backups on both teams. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's go. Everything. And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879 is the number. 85-50. Milwaukee leads the Celtics. And we were talking about Mazzulla emptying the bench. Yeah, he emptied the bench at halftime. None of the Celtics starters started the second half. So you've got the, you got Hauser and Pritchard and Cornette. It's Hack City now out in Milwaukee. And, hey, NBA gets what they deserve. Big marquee game. Let's make the Celtics play the night before in Boston and fly over to Milwaukee and then get absolutely smoked in the first half by the rest of the team, and now nobody's watching. Better hope they all tune back in for the Lakers and the Suns in an hour. I know nobody's going to watch Hauser and Pritchard and Cornette. Stevens run up and down the floor, because the Bucks, that's the one thing the Bucks don't do is the Bucks don't take their guys out. The Bucks don't do that. So the Bucks are up 40, and like they're making it. It's like a video. They're just going Giannis dunking on them, Lillard shooting threes. Like everybody will still be in there just housing all the Celtic backups. So that might get uglier than it actually is right now. And Matias played the Wild Thing song coming back. So we do have that's like a sign for me to remind you. There's baseball stuff that happened today. I saw the Yankees made an offer for Blake Snell, but actually seconds ago, I saw that the Yankees are signing Marcus Stroman. So don't know how much I like that one. We'll see what the terms are there. But Yankees trying to solve some of their starting pitching problems right now. And Eric Cole misses a birdie for me, so we have that cooking as well. We got another hour to go. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back after this.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.